Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. There's a lot happening on today's show. We have Maroon 5 tickets at 6:30. At 7 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Andrew Whitaker, British Consul General based here in San Francisco, talking about the royal wedding. But this guy's like a cybersecurity expert. Like, I'm looking at his one sheet.
Little bio.
And he's only been here a couple of years. And he was like head of cybersecurity for the UK. Well, he's interesting too. Like, the royal wedding, all right. But he sounds interesting. So we'll talk to him and see what his take is on the whole thing.
I just I'm sure if he's a fan of our show, he has a sense of humor.
Oh, he's
so
got to.
He exhibits that when he's in studio. And he's
A prig, we'll throw him out.
Okay.
And I'll ask him what a prig is. We also have Phil Collins tickets, and we've got the Jane Bottle Rock Napa Valley Jam Cellars Jam Pad tickets to give away as well. Plus, all the live long day, we're doing our 12K a day giveaway. So starting at 7 a.m. and running through 6 p.m., every hour we give you a code word to text in. And win, win, win. Who doesn't want $1,000? That's a nice way to kick off the weekend.
Yeah, it is.
Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing. All right, we're going to start with just a couple things quickly about the royal wedding. I know we're going to talk about it as well. I'll get through it quickly. And I've tried to find some fun things that are slightly off the beaten path.
About weddings in general?
No,
or the royal wedding?
Just about the royal wedding and, you know, what people are up to. Prince Henry, and Meghan Markle have inspired a new strain of legal weed. Because it's legal now, you guys. There's a medical marijuana grower in Oregon named Tyler Dooley. And he has come up with a new strain called Markle Sparkle. And he's cashing in on Meghan's name, of course. But it's because he's her nephew.
Oh.
So he's all, what? Markle Sparkle. What, bruh? It's chill. It smells like blueberries, which it doesn't smell like blueberries. I don't care what you say. It smells like weed. It helps relieve pain, anxiety, and insomnia. Who doesn't want those things relieved? I don't want any of those.
I think that people are really into their pot. I bet you it does smell like blueberries.
Yeah, probably.
They're really into it. And these strains that they're crossbreeding, and a lot of them have put a ton of time into what horticulture.
Sure. And I bet you that now that it's legal in so many places, that there is just, they are sciencing the out of that stuff, you know? Like, it's going to get, things are about to get crazy.
Paralyzing? Yeah. It's going to get paralyzing.
If you don't want to move, we have a strain for that, where you can't move. So according to the site leafbuyer.com, because they take it upon themselves to review all the delightful new strains, it makes you feel energized, tingly, and euphoric while relieving your pain, anxiety, and insomnia. It sounds great.
It's perfect.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, actually, maybe it won't get more paralyzing. It seems like they're getting more specific
about,
because one of them is just asleep.
Yeah.
Aid.
I'll put you right to sleep.
And it doesn't get you all high.
Right. There's these body high ones where they're, or ones that don't have, they have no THC in them at all, right? Where it's really, you're getting the benefits of the cannabinoids, but none of the stoneness.
I actually have a hard time believing it, because if I could do something like that would help me sleep but wouldn't get me high, I'd do it.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's true.
Well, you've got to be afraid that you might go down a rabbit hole.
Right.
I'm afraid of
but
that.
But that's, I mean, here they are saying this isn't going to get you high, but it will help you sleep. Who doesn't want that?
Right. Yeah.
Everybody wants that.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my friend who gets these edibles, and he's like, yeah, it's by the Costco, dude. Oh. I'm going, what?
He just walks in and buys.
It's right by the, over by the.
Does he say that they don't get him high?
No, he likes to get high.
Oh, he does.
He's getting, yeah.
He's doing it for a whole nother
reason.
He's
got that look on his face. You know, see? The one. The one my girlfriend used to show up and go, God, I want to punch you. What? I'm having fun.
That one where your eyes feel like they're just like little slits
right.
And your mouth is kind of, I need some Cheetos.
It's a Dur George face, but there's nothing wrong with being happy.
No, I agree. I mean, you know, unless you're operating heavy equipment.
Right.
I wonder if people just walk into these cannabis places and go, look, I just want to get effed up. Like, I don't want to worry about euphoria.
I want
or
time travel.
Yeah, I just, you know what I want? I want something that is going to make me whack, man. So anyway, Markle Sparkle, be on the lookout for us. Some dude in Oregon's growing it. And, you know, if you want blueberry smelling weed, apparently that's the stuff for you. Who is going to walk Megan down the aisle? Well, it looks like she's going to walk herself partway down the aisle, and then she's going to hook up with Prince Phil, Prince William, sorry, one of the princes, Prince Charles, her new father-in-law. He is going to take her down.
Great job.
Yeah, which makes me wonder, what is going on with her and her mom? Like, why wouldn't her mom just walk her down the aisle?
Because I think they're making her do this.
They say this is her decision.
That's what they
we'll
say.
We'll have to ask
Andrew that for
Whittaker.
A second.
I know. It does
well,
seem weird.
There are pressures.
Yes. Mm.
So maybe they haven't said, but she gets their she gets their drift.
Mm-hmm. Right. I wonder also what, I mean, I haven't heard a lot about what her relationship with her mother is like. Like all I've really heard about her and her family is that she's sort of separated herself from them since, you know, having success.
Don't forget, she has a couple bucks, but she's about to be a made woman.
Mm. Oh, she's never allowed to work for profit again, though, you know. She just has to live off the family money.
What about when they divorce?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure she'll walk away
like
a very wealthy woman.
Doing the whatever weight loss.
Yeah, what did happen when she divorced Prince Andrew?
She got the boot.
Yeah, but did they settle some monies on her?
Well, weren't they mad because she wrote a book and then she went on this tour and was telling stuff?
Wasn't she also trying to sell access to Prince Andrew at one point, like years later?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was like trying to negotiate like an $800,000. Oh, yes, I can get you in with him. So I don't know what these people get if they divorce.
Although I'm sure this couple's going to last forever.
Yeah, I'm sure. What did Lady Di get?
I don't know. She was still, you know, within the house, the kingdom, whatever. What do you call it?
She must lose her title, right? Or does she just, I don't
wasn't
know.
She always Princess Diana?
Fergie's worth $1 million.
Oh, that's not, it? She's
a $1 million.
She's par. Par.
Back to
I wonder if her daughters are princesses, right? Eugenie and Beatrice. Mm-hmm. Like, I wonder if they're richer than her. Go ahead. What were you going to say, woman?
Shouldn't James Hewitt be walking Meghan Markle down the
aisle?
James Hewitt.
I don't know. Anyway, Prince Charles, her father-in-law. To be is going to greet her about it. They say it's actually the first time a royal bride has ever walked herself down an aisle. And then I guess she gets to a certain point. She's going to take Prince Charles's mm-hmm. arm. He's going to walk her to the front of the. And they are omitting the who gives this woman in holy matrimony.
Oh.
Yeah. So he'll
all
just.
Kinds of changes
he'll
going
just
on.
Deliver her to his son. Or James Hewitt's son. Right, Hooman?
Well, listen, Diana confessed she had an affair with him in 1995. What year was Prince Harry born?
Before that, I think.
It looks like Princess Diana got a lump sum payment instead of regular alimony payments. They didn't want to say, but some people are speculating. It was about $22.5 million in cash, as well as $600,000 a year earmarked to maintain her private office.
Ooh.
That's pretty good.
That's not a bad settlement.
You know, credit to them. To still be able to take over the news cycle, because frankly, is there anything more irrelevant?
Not a whole lot. I think that something about the whole fairy tale, princes and princesses, kings and queens, castles and countryside,
Fairy tale.
Definitely one of those people that is like,
Will you be up tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.?
Absolutely not.
4 a.m., I guess.
Absolutely not. My care factor is I don't really care, but I am somewhat I'm interested in this stuff for sure. Yeah. Like, it's not going to break my heart if they break up or if, mm-hmm. you know, I liked Lady Di. I cried a little when she passed away.
Oh, absolutely.
And I do find the whole history of the thing fascinating. And when I toured Buckingham Palace in 1994, thank you, Shame, my one quick trip to England, I was very impressed. I mean, these are people who their story is the story of England and the UK, because there are so many people who can trace themselves back to that family tree. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they had money all those years and were, you know, the kings and queens, there's portraits of all of them. Like, you know, there were no photos in the 1300s, but there's a painting of that dude. It's interesting. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's going to give her away, and the bookies had the money on Doria Ragland. That's her mom. Oh. And it looks like you lost that bet if you were placing bets on the royal wedding. let's see here. They go on, and they say this is not the first time. I guess he had a close friend who passed away, and he walked that daughter down the aisle.
Who's he?
Years ago. Prince Charles. Oh. So it's not the first time he's stepped in. Her dad pulled out of attending the wedding on medical advice and a dramatic upset for the bookies just a few days ago. He underwent surgery, I think, on Wednesday.
Did you report this already? I've been reading so much since you've been, you know,
asking these questions.
Did you report that Fergie is not invited to the wedding?
No, I didn't know. I don't know who's invited and who isn't. Oh, that's too bad.
The other big snub is Lady Amelia Windsor.
Oh, who's that?
She's this super hot third cousin of Prince Harry.
Is she the one who wore the Blacklemore to the
the
reception?
That was an older lady.
It was?
Yeah. Hey, Bryn, pull up Lady Amelia of Windsor.
Why are they not having her?
She's too hot.
The articles
she's too
are so
hot.
Long.
She wears revealing.
She's super hot, man. This is the one you want.
Had they done it?
Are they related? Can you bang your third cousin?
Of course you can.
Dun, dun, dun. I think you can marry her.
She is hot. Wait, how old is that girl?
22.
She looks like Alicia Vikander, kind of. Yeah, she's hot.
How about Pippa? They were saying Kate was upset because Meghan decided not to invite Pippa.
Oh, my God.
Which I can't believe that.
There's 5,000 guests at this thing, or 3,000. Like, there's seriously in the thousands how many people. I can't imagine that Pippa's not going. Did Pippa just get married, or is she about to get married?
I don't recall. Mm.
It says 23 minutes ago, it says, is Pippa invited? She might make an appearance.
Well, she stole the last wedding with her nice ass.
I know. She looked so fabulous in that dress. She was the hottest chick at that wedding. There's no question.
Good butt is crippling to certain people. Yeah.
Well, and she had little pom-poms going down, the little like fuzzy buttons going all the way down. I mean, I'm picturing her ass right now. Right. I was like, damn, Pippa.
I'm trying to look away.
Your ass is like an eye magnet.
Let me give you a couple stats that you haven't mentioned.
Oh, please do. All right. Yes.
Prince William, his wedding took place in Westminster Abbey with 1,900 guests. And they also invited 2,600 members of the public to Windsor Castle after.
Oh, how lovely.
It looks like this wedding with Harry is going to be at this tiny chapel, and only 600 people are going to be invited.
To the actual ceremony.
Yeah, to the actual ceremony.
And then the reception is where? Does it say?
I don't see.
Because apparently the Spice Girls are going to be there.
Oh, that's cool.
It's going to be killer. Possibly the Williams sisters. I guess they're friends. Mm. Anyway. I was just going to mention a couple things about it. We're out of time. I just want to say one more thing. The sister who was in the car accident. This is Meghan Markle's half-sister,
Samantha.
The one who's been spouting off to the media about what, you know, how much she hates her sister, I guess. She was in a car accident a couple days ago, she says, caused by the paparazzi. We had heard she'd broken her ankle and her knee. No. She has a sprained ankle, a sprained knee. She does have some torn ligaments. She'll be fine. She is having a viewing party at her house in Florida.
For the wedding.
For the wedding.
The one she's been talking bleep about.
Mm-hmm. She's hosting a viewing party. So I guess on the East Coast, it'll be 7 a.m.
Sure.
And she's asked everyone to dress in formal wear.
Is she charging them?
I don't know. Probably. Mm-hmm. And she's hired security because she doesn't want anyone bothering her. She's amazing.
Then why have the party?
Exactly.
Watch it on your own.
Sit there in your robe and yeah. Watch your sister get married.
Did you report that the Foo Fighters asked to perform at the wedding?
No.
Dave Grohl.
Who said that?
Did he really?
It's according
to heaviermetal.net?
No, yeah. It's The Sun. Even better.
Oh, I just saw
him big tabloid.
You know how Dave Grohl always makes the news for kooky reasons?
Yeah.
I just saw the best story about him. Did you hear this one about his dream when he was a kid and then it came true?
No.
So he's telling this story and he says, I'm like 11 and there's this girl I love. And he says her whole name like I always do. Like, there's credibility to this now. Here's the name.
Right.
So he says the name and I'm like, ooh, crunch, because there's a girl out there named that. So he goes, I end up hooking it up. You know, it takes me a minute. I have a huge crush on her, but we're going for like 4 days.
Yeah, I'm 11.
Right. Yeah. And then she dumps me. Oh. And he's like, and I had this dream that there I am. I'm a rock star. And he's saying this is when he's a boy. He has this dream. He's a rock star and he's jamming a solo and he looks down into the audience and there's, and he says the name again. And she's crying.
Sandy
because
Moran.
That girl.
Sandy Moran. Ah.
He goes, I look down and there she is watching me crying. And he goes, and then it came true. So, well, she didn't cry, but he goes, I'm at a show. And there's like this reunion in my hometown of the people who I went to school with. And a ton of people from my school come to the show.
Mm. Oh, I'll bet they
and
did.
He goes,
sure, that's little Dave.
Yeah. I'm on stage jamming a solo and I look down and there's Sandy Moran shaking her head at me going, you bleep hole or whatever.
Bleep hole, nothing. She's the bleep hole.
Well,
she broke up.
He could have been with Sandy Moran.
I just had to laugh
time.
Like, that's Dave funny. Grohl, you goofball.
He's the best. He's the best. He is living the dream. Yeah.
He really
literally.
Is living the rock and roll dream.
All right, what's coming up, Vinny?
Well, corpo apologies are at an all-time high, and the birth rate is at an all-time low. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, my God, happy Friday. So excited. We have so much going on today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by FH Daily and Novato Chevrolet. Get the car you want for the price you want. Here's what's happening.
Oh.
Is there?
Nope.
There's no .com.
Okay. Here's what's happening.
All right.
Let's see. Oh, don't forget. Beta Breakers is this Sunday, correct?
Yes.
I want to remember that, and it just hit me like lightning.
Crazy traffic, huh?
Yeah, so get ready for people peeing in the streets.
All right. Oh. I can't wait. And tortillas.
Naked people? Do they not let people be naked anymore?
No, they
well,
apparently
they keep
they do,
trying to say you're not supposed to do stuff.
Well, you're not supposed to drink now. That's supposed to be the big difference. Can't carry a keg
right.
anymore. The tiki hut's out.
It's no fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, Beta Breakers this weekend, everyone. And the Warriors play Sunday. Go Warriors. Americans are having fewer kids than ever before.
Good.
So you say that, and I can get on board with the idea that is, we got enough humans clogging up the planet as
got
it is.
Got a lot of them.
But
says the two people who have kids.
Right. No, totally. Absolutely.
But the United States is not the... the country with the most, with the biggest population, China, India, and yeah. others hold that title.
Yeah.
And here in the United States, the problem we're up against, economists are saying, is that you're going to have a demographic bomb.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that there'll be old people without young people paying into the system.
Mm.
So as much as you think to yourself, yeah, we could use less people around here. You're actually creating a problem as we have less kids. So they're looking at it. As they say, women in the United States gave birth last year at the lowest rate in 30 years. And that's
Jeez,
a trend that
30
could
years?
Weigh on economic growth in the coming decades.
Mm.
I remember that we were just talking about college tuition and that person that wrote in and said, I didn't ask to be born. My parents should have to pay for my college. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's one mm-hmm. way to look at it. I mean, I guess if you were given the choice
kind of a dickish way to look at it.
Not yeah. being right. born and getting to enjoy all that the world has to offer you. There's a lot of fun and pleasure
sure.
in being alive. It's or Friday
be,
for crying out loud.
Or you
could
just be rotten.
Right.
And think you're owed something because you were brought into the world.
So if the choice was come into the world and make your way or you don't ever get born. Mm. You're never born because we can't
you're
pay for the whole thing.
You're cosmic dust forever.
You're going to choose not being born?
Yeah. Don't be a jerk.
Come on.
Exactly.
Anyway, the number of U.S. babies born last year fell 2%. Births have fallen for three straight years. The fertility rates have dropped 3% in the last year. They say we're at just 60 births for every 1,000 women between the ages of 15 and 44. And the time bomb here is that, you know, we need people paying in as you age. So even young people like your kids,
right.
what Generation Y?
I don't know
Z?
Which one.
Whatever they are.
Whatever we want after millennials is. You know, I understand that economically, you know, it's good if our birth rates are high. But, you know, this is a small planet. And there are only so many people that it can support. And so I do feel like I'm okay with population counts leveling out. And so knowing that we're looking at some economic bomb in the future, maybe we could rework Social Security or we could rework the way people pay into their own retirements. I mean, honestly, like when there's a problem, you look for a solution. And if there's going to be some kind of population bomb or demographic bomb, well, let's talk about that, plan for it, and make adjustments.
We're not the only country facing this problem. Japan and Denmark have similar demographic time bombs pending.
Wasn't there a China one, too, because there was a one-child policy, and they also were talking, I think they lifted
familiar.
Recently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to know what's going on over there.
It is. I think we really only know what they want us to know.
Yeah, the information that they release is all we know.
Trump knows a lot about it, though.
It's murky water.
Yeah, very murky water.
The country in Denmark, they've launched a campaign, Do It For Mom, to encourage Danish couples to have kids in order to keep the country's grandmothers happy.
And but really to
its economy humming, right? Because they've got problems.
Well, they're a socialist country, right? So they need people to pay in order to continue to have the services that they offer.
Do any of those countries call themselves socialist, or do they have a neater name for
it? I truly don't know.
I think they have they call it something else.
But it's socialism. They all pay in a certain amount, and they've all got free health care, and they can take, you know, I want to say Denmark is one of those places where if you lose your job, the government pays you for 2 years.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, no, they you know, seems like it's nice.
I told you a couple, I guess it's been a couple weeks now back. I was watching one of the NBA playoff games, and up pops this Facebook ad. And
You said
clearly spent some money on this thing. It's a highly valued position during the NBA playoffs, and they're basically saying, we're sorry, and we'll do a lot better. And now we're seeing, I only caught the tail end of the Uber apology ad. And I've actually heard, I think it was on radio, I heard a Wells Fargo apology ad. Mm. And so with all these corpo apology ads, how are people responding? Some are saying, marketing experts are saying, when you have too many at once, they really do lose their impact.
Right.
So if you've been...
It makes you feel like, wow, listen to all these companies apologizing. I hate all companies. Like corporations are
too little too late.
It does feel like they're to be feared or at least be suspicious of. Like when I hear that something's a corporation, I just automatically go, oh.
Facebook is apologizing for their data breach. Uber, it's about sexual harassment complaints. Wells Fargo is saying sorry for creating accounts and credit cards without customers' consent to meet sales goals, and also for charging unfair mortgage fees.
Where's the Equifax apology?
They're not. They don't.
I don't remember hearing that one.
In fact, there's no face for that that I'm aware of. So anyway, it looks like the marketing experts are saying fail.
Yeah. Yep. I feel like we're a very suspicious people now, and with good reason.
Yeah.
You know, I am just over so many, like nothing. You know, I hate that nothing surprises me anymore.
Well, you know what's funny is you. So speaking of suspicion, you were saying the other day, well, these robocalls, you feel like you have to answer them because you do have other business pending, and mm-hmm. they may not be. I don't answer anything. I don't have a name pop up with ever, and it might be to my own detriment, but I'm not. I want no part of these robocalls. And someone said, if you pick up, you're flagged as someone who's going to...
Who will pick up.
Right. So,
well, I mean, I can always just hang back up. It's not like I'm getting a call every 2 minutes. It's more like every 5 minutes.
Such an invasion, though,
sucks.
Man. It's they're
every
actually
day.
Calling into your pocket.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, there's your phone. It's right on you.
Barging into my life.
Yeah, God, get out of here.
My phone's on silent 99% of the time. And so I don't find it to be the intrusion that, like, when I had a home phone and the thing would just ring off the hook all day with junk calls. That used to really bum me out. So I'm fine with it. I don't care. Yeah, you have 12 missed calls. Well, did any of them leave messages? By the way, the Chinese consulate totally leaves messages.
Oh, all messages. The time, yeah.
I think it's kind of cute. I'm like, oh, adorable. Okay. Delete. That's cute. She sounds nice.
Do you have trouble saying no?
Nope.
Yeah, sometimes.
Not me.
Depends who it is, though, Yuzi. You know? Mm-hmm. Sometimes people are really good at setting you up.
Like Hooman?
Yes. That's exactly who I was thinking of.
As you're looking at him? He always sets me up.
Yeah.
What do you
For
mean?
What?
He just tries
For,
to, like remind you of
love and stuff like that.
Well, that too. But he'll sort of massage you into a position where you're reminded of all the things he's done for you.
Like, I'll walk into work one day and I'll see a bottle of wine on her desk and a new orchid plant.
I was about to buy her
and
new orchid
massaging
this morning.
Her. Yeah. I know he's warming her up for something.
Yep.
Yeah. And I know he is too, but I'll take that massage and I'll take that bottle of wine and I'll take that orchid. And then I say, no, you may not have that day off.
So it never works?
Oh, I'm not it saying works. It doesn't work. Sometimes I tell him no. Wait, well, sometimes I tell Hooman no, even though I know I'm going to say yes later. I just let him sweat it for a couple days.
Feel the love, everyone.
There's a petition on change.org to get rid of the word no and replace it with yesn't.
What?
Well, shut up, petition.org.
What's yesn't mean?
Well, I think yesn't means we'll see.
Oh. Let's just say we'll see then.
Yeah, they say it's a mix of yes and not, and yet...
How do you spell it?
Y-E-S-N apostrophe T.
Oh, that's so dumb.
Yep.
People have that much trouble with saying no that they feel like...
So if we can proceed it with a yesn't, yes, not, yes, not.
Yesn't.
Lame.
I'm going to start saying
lame.
That. I like it. I'm going to adopt
we
it.
We are just a world of weaklings, aren't we?
Yesn't. My name is yesn't. My number is yesn't.
I'm going to need you to do a song about that, Sarah.
So you want to know the logic behind yesn't? So you know how should not is the opposite of should?
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh.
So shouldn't. Yes not is the opposite of yes.
I hope I never find myself saying yesn't.
I'm totally going to say it. I'm saying
Don't
it from now
say
on.
It.
I'm
so
saying it.
Dumb.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We have some British guy coming up, everybody.
We do. Yep. Andrew Whitaker, the British Consul General based here in San Francisco.
He's going to talk all about the wedding. The big wedding.
925 says, the Queen took Diana's princess title away, but the masses called her the people's princess.
Oh.
650 says, Diana remained the mother of the future kings, so she was able to keep a position in the kingdom.
Ah, that does make sense. She was the queen mum, or the king mum, I guess, right?
Right.
775 says, CBD does not get you high. It has so little THC in it that you'd have to take massive quantities to get to feel anything. I take
CBD.
50 milligrams of it every day for my osteoarthritis.
Oh, does it help?
Never once got high off it. It's got to help or they wouldn't do it, right?
Right. Or they'd be taking more than 50 milligrams.
Vinny, it's true. California and Santa Clara County have some of the highest regulations on testing their pot. My grandma is 85 and is on CBDs. There's no high. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Cool. It's great to see that it's being put to good use.
And that science is all over it. Like, they're going to find all the different things that are great about pot.
Nobody wants to be in pain.
No.
If you've ever been in pain,
and nobody
you're just
wants
sitting
anybody
there,
to be in pain.
Right.
That's why we said it was okay.
But the opioids are clearly not the answer to our pain problem.
No, they're clearly the antithesis of the answer. The opposite of the answer.
So you're just going to take this yesent thing even farther?
Noent. Hey, the hotline's ringing.
Okay.
650 says, good Lord, it's too early to turn you guys off. New topic, please. Let's talk about Ebola.
Oh, that was
this
Survivor.
It's about Survivor. We talked about Survivor earlier. We like Survivor, you guys. Yeah. Jeez.
I'd rather talk about Ebola.
God, I love Survivor so much, and I hate Ebola so much. So. Turbibster.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I am going to squeeze a little trash in, but then we're going to be visiting with a special guest to our program.
Here.
Oh, is he?
Oh!
Andrew Whittaker, British Consul General.
Do your
based
accent
here
the
in
whole
San
Francisco.
I'm not doing it the whole time, Hooman.
Do it.
I'm not doing it. Or maybe I will find out after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.